Thank you for joining us. My name is Gary, and this is Arizona Fun with Idiots. It's January 6, 2020, and we begin to start our new year looking forward to all the new and exciting things to come. As we start our program today, I hope that all of our listeners had a very happy new year. My family and I had a very good holiday, and now that 2020 is here, we're looking forward to jumping into the new year with our resolutions and hopefully looking forward to exciting things to come. I'm also hoping now that with the new year, everyone will take a moment to take a breath and remember that when you're on the roads that we need to be considerate of each other and try to use a little common sense in our decisions when it comes to driving and how we interact with each other. I've been fortunate so far because I haven't really had a lot of major experiences yet with any crazy drivers or anyone losing their minds, but just people cutting each other off or being in a hurry or not thinking about where they're going, normal stuff that we see, unfortunately, every day. I do think, though, that there is an awareness starting to go around where people are starting to be a little bit more cautious as far as when they drive. And I think it's starting to open the eyes of people that are doing things like making calls on their phone while they're driving or texting and driving. And along with the help of local law enforcement and state agencies, I'm hoping that someday it will get to the point where there won't be as many fatalities with those kinds of distractions. I myself live in Phoenix, Arizona, and we do have a lot of people out there that don't have vehicles and either walk, ride public transportation, or ride bicycles, and that too can affect how we are on the road. We have to be more aware of what's around us than ever before. We live in a society now that it's more easier than ever to have your nose stuck in your phone or just to not be aware of your surroundings. And I see it all the time where people are walking down the street and they completely are oblivious to what's going on around them because they'll be texting or, you know, Googling something on their phone or something like that. It's pretty crazy at times, and we all as a society have to be aware that there's going to be situations that we create or come upon that we have to take responsibility for. We have to start trying to be more aware of things around, and I personally am always trying to do that. I consciously make an effort not to text or even talk on the phone, even with hands-free technology, because that too can be a distraction. I also tell my family and my wife not to text me if I am out, or I'll text her back as soon as I can if I'm driving. I understand that we all get wrapped up in our day-to-day activities, and sometimes it's hard to take a moment to just stop, catch our breath, and relax. I have been there myself before. It isn't easy. It seems like that everything is going so slow when you're trying to do things that you just want to speed up. And I'll be honest, it can be very frustrating. And with the way society is these days, it can be hard to fight the trend not to get excited about every little thing. I think if we took a little more time to consider the other person and take into consideration that that person is human and we all do make mistakes from time to time, it might make it easier for us to understand what the other person is going through. We're all human and we all make mistakes. We have to understand and consider that. Seems like in the news today that the world is getting a little more crazier from day to day. And there are a lot of people out there who have the mentality of the world owes me something. I personally don't believe that is true. I think we need to make a contribution to the world as a human being and don't expect that you are entitled to anything. I know there are a lot of young people out there who have a mentality of just assuming that they are entitled to things. Myself, I am old school and I was taught that you are not entitled to anything, but if you work hard, you can accomplish just about any of your goals. So I honestly believe that as a society, we can come together to stop the violence and stop the hatred that's in the world today that seems to be growing and spreading like a cancer. I'd like to take a moment to read an article for you that I saw. And this article is something I read. It's about a year old. And it was published on August 28th of 2018. And the title of the article is, "Here's Just How Bad Drivers Are in Arizona." Smart Asset ranked every state in the country. You might want to avoid the South. And I'm going to read this article for you. And I found it pretty interesting, and I think you will too. Phoenix, Arizona. Arizona just ranked 9th worst in the country when it comes to bad drivers. The financial advising company Smart Asset released its second annual study on states with the best and worst drivers this month. And again, this was a couple of years ago, so it's probably gotten a lot worse. The study looked at four metrics: percent of drivers with insurance, number of DUIs per driver, average number of deaths per mile driven, and how often residents Google terms such as traffic ticket or speeding ticket. Arizona tied with Alaska for bad drivers and was slightly worse than Kentucky. Across state lines, New Mexico fared even worse, ranking 5th overall. Here's the complete breakdown for Arizona. Percentage of drivers with insurance, 88%. Number of DUIs per driver, 4.4. Average number of deaths per mile driven, 1.46. Arizona scored in the top half of all four of the metrics, with its worst score coming in the death rate. According to 2016 data from NHTSA, Arizona had 962 fatalities, the author wrote. That's 1.46 fatalities per 100 million miles driven. Fortunately, that figure is trending down since in 94, the fatality rate, miles per driven, has fallen 37%. Bad drivers are a drag, literally. They cause headache, inducing traffic congestion, which cost the U.S. an estimated $305 billion last year, and again, this was 2 years ago, and can lead to costly crashes and even death. So the article goes on to say, so if you're planning a road trip anytime soon, you might want to avoid Mississippi, Tennessee, and basically the rest of the South. Mississippi ranked the worst in the country, with the authors noting it had the second highest death rate in the country at 1.7 deaths per 100 million miles driven. Insurance rates in Mississippi are also fairly low, which raises a chance that an accident will lead to someone paying for repairs out of pocket, the authors wrote. Those high unexpected costs can really take a toll on checking accounts of Mississippi drivers. Furthermore, Google Trends data indicated quite a few Mississippi drivers run afoul of the law, with the state having the 11th highest search volume for ticket offenses. Overall, 5 of the 10 worst states were located in the South. These states tend to have the highest death rates and lowest auto insurance rates, the authors wrote. Florida fell to 8th this year after ranking worst last year and still has the lowest rate of insured drivers at a paltry 73%. And that's just, that figure alone blows my mind. Here are the states with the worst drivers. Number 1, Mississippi. Number 2, Tennessee. Number 3, California. Number 4, Missouri. Number 5, New Mexico. Number 6, Texas. Number 7, Alabama. Number 8, Florida. Number 9, Alaska. And then Arizona came in a close after 9th before 10th. If safety is what you're after on your trip, on your next road trip, consider the Northeast. Massachusetts has the best drivers, while Vermont, Connecticut, and New York all ranked in the top 5. Maine, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island fell inside the top 10. The prevalence of Google searches for traffic ticket and speeding ticket was included in the final analysis, but the results were not published, the authors noted. After ranking each state in the four metrics, Smart Asset collected each state's average ranking, giving each metric an equal weight. It then used the average rankings to determine a state's final score. And yeah, I have to be honest with you, when I read that, it really didn't surprise me for here living in Arizona, because the drivers out here, when it comes to no insurance, DUIs, and just plain road rage and not considering anything, it's atrocious here in Arizona, I have to admit that. But I'm hopeful that, again, it'll get better. That's all we can do. Each of us has to try our very best to do what we can, and hopefully, if we can all join together, we can make a difference in the fatality rates and crashes and just all around basically pissing people off. That's the one thing that really needs to be worked on. I think we need to be more conscious, as I stated before, and just take into consideration. I mean, we've all had bad days, we've all had good days, we know what it's like, but I think we need to come together as a community and as a nation and try to make some changes. So I'd like to thank you for being with us today. I hope you enjoyed those facts, and I hope you'll join us next time. We're looking forward to having some guests in the near future. We're going to have some talks. We're going to get some opinions from some other people. We'll bring them in. And again, my name is Gary. This is Arizona Fun with Idiots. I hope you have a very safe and happy day. Thank you.